you're just wandering through life trying to mind your own business, and then you're just being mocked at, laughed at. You've made a scene.
Yep.
No one ever wants to make a scene.
Not on
it
accident.
Happens, though.
Unless you're a director in a play.
Right.
Then you want to make a scene. But outside of that, next thing you know, you're the public embarrassment. And we've all been there. So
yes.
You can share it 52353. We all have been Miss Monica at some point in our lives.
Oh, created so many scenes. I don't mean to. I really don't.
Well, no one means to.
No one means to. No, but I did yesterday. I was in the mall. I was like, oh, I'm going to pick up some body lotion, some body butters and stuff. And I go in there, say hi to everyone with my mask on. Yeah, I'm ready.
Finally, at least
yep, have
that.
My mask on. All good.
You've managed sanitized. To remember to put your mask on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have my bag and I'm getting my butters and my sprays and all that stuff. And I just knock over a whole shelf of stuff, a whole shelf of just lotions and I make it so bad. I felt it. You know how you feel like it's about to happen? Like I had that like second of. I'm going to knock some stuff over. And it just happened. Like right then.
It was just like a premonition, but there's not really anything you can do to stop
nothing
it.
I can do. I can't stop it, but I just like, this is about to happen.
Slow motion.
That, yes.
You know, it is interesting when people talk about things happening in slow motion. That really does happen.
Yeah.
Where you just, no. And
can't
no
stop it.
Changing it.
You just have to just brace for impact.
So what did you do afterwards?
Run.
I knocked everything over and I looked around. Of course, this one girl just fell out laughing. And I was like, yep, I just did that. Because so she must have felt it, too.
Uh-huh.
And then one of the cashiers, like, she ran over and she started helping. I'm like, thank you. I said, but I got it. I got it. I did this. She's like, no, you're all good. But I felt like they all felt it. Like, everyone, they just knew it was going
to
happen.
Yeah, that's the tough one because you get to that point and then you decide, well, what do I do now? Do I stay? Do I help? I mean, should I be touching
things? Oh, I stayed.
Things?
I helped.
Okay. Yeah. Because there's other times where, I mean, I still get reminded of the time I ruined the Kroger when I spilled the milk. They still,
oh,
the people
yeah
who work there still know me. They know me as the milk guy.
Oh, you're the guy.
He did that.
You're that guy. Hey, it's the guy, the milk guy, remember?
I see. It's the same woman who works over at the self-checkout. Anytime
yeah
she's there, she locks eyes with me and she goes, remember that time you spilled the milk? Yes, I remember the time I spilled the milk.
Now, yep. I think in Monica's scenario, she should have stayed to help
right
clean up. I think in the milk, like when you got to get mops and towels
oh
and
my
stuff.
God.
It's different.
It's better to get out the way.
I mean, if you didn't hear when I told that story, it was just, I was at the self-checkout and, you know, they got that the thing that spins around, the circle thing with all the bags on it.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, I kind of pride myself. It's almost like a game when I go to the self-checkout is how fast can I do it compared to other people. I'm in a race against those people. I'm going to prove I'm so efficient, man. Watch
okay
me go through here. Clap, clap, clap. Let me spin that thing around. Let me put my next bag in. So I had a gallon of milk, and that was the first thing I bought, and I put it in the bag, and I'm like, plap, plap, plap. Let me spin this thing around. And when I spun the wheel, the milk went flying off
mm-hmm
all of the bags. And you want to talk about a slow motion moment. It was no. I could see that gallon of milk careening toward the middle of the self-checkout. There was
yep
nothing I could do about it. And it landed right in the middle, and it exploded, y'all. I
yep
mean,
that was it.
A gallon of milk went everywhere. And again, I thought, will I just leave? Like, what do I do now? I mean, there's milk everywhere. And God bless poor Shannon, because she paid for a cleanup three times. Three times and nobody came.
To get there.
Oh, yeah, because yep they knew. I mean, they knew I had just blown up a gallon of milk.
Anyway,
and they're all like, I'm on break.
I don't want to deal with that. I'm on my break. Ugh.
And she had one square of paper towel, that one that stuck to the cardboard
oh,
at
yeah
the end.
The last one.
And she's just sitting there trying to clean it up. I'm like,
doesn't even open all the way.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm
stuff
sorry
like that, it happens
what
all the time.
What lessons
it happens
did
and it's
learn
all right.
What
it's
lessons
okay
did you guys learn?
I learned that milk that is stupid. Milk is the
oh
dumbest
so it's totally
drink.
Milk's fault.
Yep,
not
milk's
your
fault
fault for this, mm-mm, you know, imaginary race that you're in.
No, I should always be efficient.
I didn't learn a lesson.
Monica, you